Bush, forest, grove and hearst resounded with sweet song. Green fields and meadows rang with mingling melodies. The cuckoo and the thrush sang their most joyous songs. That gave glad, grateful praise to the eternal Lord. Every year, when Yamuna's delta floods back, spring is reborn. It is the season when the most beautiful transformations of nature take place. As early as in the 18th century, Kristy Jonas Donelaitis, the pioneer of Lithuanian fiction in Lithuania Minor, described those transformations in his book called Seasons. He did not spare the most beautiful epithets for the birds and their songs. Already after Soktarpis, a time when one cannot swim through or cross the ice on Nyemunas Delta, the first birds appear with their trumpeting voices, hooper swans and tundra swans. Their voices echo through all the flooded meadows, announcing the coming of spring. Skylarks have been singing in the sky since dawn, and goosanders, smews, tufted ducks, and golden eyes can be seen swiftly passing through a small opening in the lagoon. The cheerful voices of the common cranes echo in the outskirts, bogs as well as sky, and snow buntings fly over the melting floes. Peewits welcome you with a screaming shout live live, an aquatic warbler marks the boundaries in Sosgalvii and Minija polders with impressive pirouettes. At that time, somewhere far away in the ancient forests, the songs of the returned songbirds break one's heart. Having flown away, thrushes, robins, wrens, chaffinches, and leaf warblers announce the joy of returning home. And the loud drummers, from the Esser-spotted woodpecker to the black woodpecker, are speeding up and slowing down their knocking into the withered branches and keep marking their territories. In the Baltic Sea, near the Black Shore, Juodkrant, not far into the north, long-tailed ducks and velvet scoters gracefully demonstrate their rituals in breeding clothing, while woodlarks and tawny pipits, just like skilled parachutists, try to reach the blue sky with their mating flights. Thousands of greater white-fronted geese, taiga bean geese, tundra bean geese and greylag geese, and only few red-breasted geese, lesser white-fronted geese, and pink-footed geese are singing in the lagoon from Nida to Vent Cape, from Drei Verna to Rambina's Hill. As the water level drops, waders, from the Little Stint to the Greenshank, begin to wander in the shallow rivers and streams as well as puddles in the meadows. Sakushii Forest is already available, where the first lesser-spotted eagles and hobby falcons are waiting. The nests of true thrushes, which were used last year, are now occupied by the green sandpipers, and the black terns are flying in the sky above the nameless stream. It seems that one could keep telling stories about the inexhaustible living treasures of Nyemunas Delta and Curonian Spit, but words cannot describe them. If you are traveling together, you feel how much they don't describe. How much feeling and emotions we get by being here in the wild. Here is some examples of bird sounds. Hooper swan, skylark, common crane, lesser spotted eagle.